tweet, tweet, tweet. I have not heard this song forever, man. Is this MJ?
Yes, it is. Well, the Jacksons, yeah.
For some reason, I thought this would be a great intro song to someone named Robin Sharma. Huh? See what I did there?
You're the best, Drew.
Well, it's our HarperCollins Canada Presents time on the Drew Marshall Show. Robin Sharma, he's the author of The 5 A.M. Club, Own Your Morning, Elevate Your Life. Robin Sharma is one of the world's premier speakers on leadership and personal mastery. I'd like to know what that is. As a presenter, Sharma has the rare ability to electrify an audience, yet deliver uncommonly original and useful insights that lead to individuals doing their best work, teams providing superb results, and organizations becoming unbeatable. For nearly 20 years, many of the most well-known organizations on the planet, ranging from Nike to GE, Microsoft, FedEx, it goes on and on, Oracle, NASA, Yale University, you know, just to name a few, have chosen Robin Sharma for their most important events, when nothing less than a world-class speaker will do. Sharma's books, such as The Leader Who Had No Title, have topped bestseller lists internationally, and his social media posts reach over 600 million people a year. Wow. Okay, we got to talk to this guy right now. Robin Sharma, first question I have for you is, can you share your friends? Like, can you give me a few?
Hey, Drew, how are you? Thanks for having me on your show. Can I share my friends?
Yeah, you've got these millions of Facebook friends, and I want a few. Can you not just share some?
Oh, I have a feeling you have enough friends, Drew.
No, I really don't. I mean, I pay for them. I buy them. So, listen, ranked as one of the top five leadership experts in the world with in an independent survey of over 22,000 business people, and you appear on platforms with other luminaries such as Richard Branson, Bill Clinton, Jack Welch, Shaquille O'Neal, RobinSharma.com. Wow, that's a long intro. You better be good, man, because that kind of buildup, jeez. What were you when you were a kid? Like, were you a bully? Were you picked on? Were you a nerd? What were you?
Well, you know, I was, I would say by personality, I'm an introvert, so I always got along well with everyone in the class, but I always loved marching to my own drum beat, and I always loved being creative in my own head, and I spent a lot of time reading, so... I think a bit of definitely a creative person.
Did you have a dream of becoming a hockey player? Of, you know, was what do you call them? What do the people go in space called again, Tim? What are they called? Astronauts. Thanks. You know, what was your dream as a boy?
I wanted to be a lawyer. And
wow.
Yeah, exactly. Like every little boy. No, I wanted to become a lawyer, and I actually did become a lawyer. I practiced litigation for about 5 years. And I became successful in many ways, but what I was finding as a lawyer, I'd wake up in the morning, and I'd look in the mirror, and I didn't really like the person that was looking back at me. I felt, you know, very hollow. I felt I did a lot of the right things I was supposed to do to wake up in the morning with a fire in my belly and feel successful, but I didn't feel successful. So that led me on a journey of exploring everything from psychology to spirituality to how the great women and men of the world did it to the great geniuses. And then I self-published a book in a Kinko's coffee shop in Toronto called The Monk Who Sold His Ferrari. And by word of mouth, that book just took off really around the world and led to this career of writing books and presenting and the social media impact.
All right. So, you know, what the thing in your industry, in the world that you live in, I mean, you're a motivator, you're an exhorter, you're an encourager, you're a bit of a firecracker, right? You're sort of in that Tony Robbins category of helping people to either lead, follow, or get the heck out of the way. Mostly probably leaders, I would imagine. So when you're, you know, like you've got this big conference coming up. Is it next week?
Next Saturday. It's called the Titan Summit.
Okay, so you got the Titan Summit coming up, and we're going to talk about that in a second. Is it not sold out, though?
It is sold out.
Okay, so there's no point talking about that whole lot. But when you get, you know, here's the first day of the Titan Summit, and I don't know, something happens in your life. You know, there's a tragedy or there's a friction with a relationship with someone you care about. You know, you're just not in the zone that you probably should be in. How do you artificially kind of get fired up?
Well, you know, I'm not into artificial. I'm not into superficial. I'm not a motivational speaker at all. You know, what I've been doing and what the 5M Club is all about is a balance of proven philosophy that's, you know, the great geniuses of the world have applied to develop a morning routine that allows them to consistently have creative, productive, high-energy days. I'm also about a lot of neurobiology and science backing it up. So nothing artificial in the 5AM Club, nothing hopefully artificial in the work that I do. The 5AM Club is really based on the latest science about human nature. I mean, the reality is a lot of people might be saying, well, I can't get up at 5 a.m. Why would I want to get up at 5 a.m.? And one of the main ideas of the book, Drew, is we live in the age of dramatic distraction. A lot of us are addicted to technology. There's a lot of volatility in the world right now. And yet at 5 a.m. in the morning, it's the time of least distraction. And so if we can hardwire in the habit, and the book explains how to do it, based on science, based on neuroplasticity, based on our human ability to adapt, if you can wire it in and it takes about 66 days, then you give yourself from 5 to 6, I call it the victory hour, and you go through a process that I call the 20-20-20 formula, where you work on your mindset, your heart set, your health set, and your soul set. So it's 6 o'clock, you have more energy, you've improved your cognition, and the way your day unfolds is fundamentally different because you've given yourself that 1 hour to work on yourself.
Okay. I don't even know if I should crack this open or not, but dude, I'm 52 yesterday, and I've spent most of my life avoiding 5 a.m. I'm just not sure I have the motivation to actually do what you are suggesting that I do. So, and there's lots of people that are like that. So do you say to them, like my friend Paul Henderson, the guy who scored the winning goal, blah, blah, blah.
Sure.
He said to me many, many years ago, hey, I want you to come to this morning breakfast men's club thing. And I said, great, that's a good idea. You know, you get serious about life and manhood and spirituality, and you got to do it, man. You got to do it. I said, all right, I'm in. What time do you meet? He said, 6:30. I said, I'm out. And he was ticked off with me and frustrated with me. Now, he's apologized for being so wound up from back in the day. But you know, there are people that are not just going to get this, man. They just, and so what do you do with them? Do you just go, okay, well, someone else will, so you move on? Or do you try to break through the wall of people? Everyone, I would say, most people would say, dude, 5 a.m., seriously? Come on.
Well, you know, when people hear about the book, The 5 a.m. Club, and I've been teaching the concept for 20 years, they say, Mom wasn't an early riser, Grandpa wasn't an early riser, I don't have 5 a.m. Club genes. And what I would say to you, Drew, is anyone can put mind over mattress and win the battle of the bed. But let me just ask you, with all due respect, are you interested in more focus right now? Are you interested in more energy? Would you like to optimize your neurobiology so you have serotonin, which creates more pleasure and joy in your system? Would you like to release dopamine, which actually gives you more fire? Would you like to have more energy, and would you like to live longer? And we all know what the answer is.
No.
Well, if you're serious.
No. Obviously, everybody wants that stuff, but I want to go out and buy serotonin, right? Can I not just buy it?
Well, we can have a pretty profound conversation. We live in a selfie, quick fix, relatively superficial culture where people want a magic pill to make them feel happy. In the 5 a.m. Club, which I've worked on for 4 years of my life, there is a complete pathway, mental models that bring together the latest science along with how the great heroes of the world did it at 5 a.m., how they installed the habit, and how they then used it to have consistently amazing days, so they did great work and they did great lives. But, of course, like, you know, I was watching a documentary on Sugar Ray Leonard, the great boxing champion recently, and he said, you know, my brother had more talent than I did, but I had more fire in the belly and more discipline. And what I'm suggesting is a great relationship, great health, a great career, a life of service, doesn't come from swallowing a pill or, you know, wishing you'd have that life.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, this book really works. I've been at this sport for 20 years. But the people who live gorgeous lives and who have great health and who make a difference in the world and who get to the last hour of their day, you know, on their deathbed and say, I lived a glorious life, are people who install the right morning ritual. They do the work required to get the results. In the book, there's a brain tattoo that says no idea works unless you do the work. And that's just a reality, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Robin Sharma, 15 million books sold worldwide. The book I have in my hand right now is The 5 a.m. Club. Own your morning, elevate your life. Here's a little endorsement at the front from some people, from someone that many people would know, especially if you followed my journey on the Camino de Santiago a couple of years ago. Robin Sharma's books are helping people all over the world lead great lives. Paulo Coelho, I think. Now, am I pronouncing his name right, Tim? Am I doing that right?
Paulo?
Yeah. Okay, let me ask this. Of all the great minds and thinkers and motivators and, I don't know, cerebral rock stars that are out there these days, who's the one that floats your boat? Who rocks your world? Whose podcast do you listen to?
Well, he doesn't have a podcast, but it's Nelson Mandela. My life changed 2 years ago, Drew. I was blessed to take the boat ride from Cape Town to Robben Island. Hmm. And I stood in Nelson Mandela's prison cell. It's the fourth window from the left in the courtyard. And I saw, you know, he was in on Robben Island for 18 years. And I saw his cell. It was incredibly small, no bed, a woolen blanket on the floor, and a wooden table. And this man was tortured. He was humiliated. He was beaten. He was degraded. And yet when he emerged, I believe it was 1991, as the president of South Africa, the prosecutor who wanted the death penalty for him was invited to dinner with him. And the prison guard who monitored him over 18 years on Robben Island was sitting in the audience at his inauguration. And he was asked, why would you invite the prison guard who kept you on Robben Island to your inauguration as president of South Africa? And he said, because if I didn't, I'd still be in prison.
Yeah.
And the last chapter of the 5 a.m. Club, not to give too much away, but it takes place on Robben Island. And yes, the book is about a morning routine that'll help anyone increase their creativity, productivity, prosperity, and joy. But the larger message of the 5 a.m. Club is, you know, we all wait for more heroes right now. We're all looking for kinder people out, you know, on the streets, people of great values, people of great mission, people who do world-class work. And the whole message, really, of the 5 a.m. Club is, why wait for those heroes when you have it in you to be one of them? And it's such a great myth that the great geniuses and great heroes are cut from a different cloth. They just did different things, primarily their daily rituals.
Mm-hmm. On the line with Robin Sharma, author of The 5 a.m. Club, Own Your Morning, Elevate Your Life. His website is robinsharma.com, S-H-A-R-M-A.com. Tell me about your, well, I guess I'd like your opinion on Joe Dispenza.
I rarely am asked for opinions of people in the industry. I'd simply say I heard him speak in Toronto maybe a year and a half ago.
Because is he not sort of, I guess, speaking on similar kind of dynamics?
I think it's very different. I think more epigenetics, how your psychology influences your biology. I'm more creativity, productivity, you know, using your potential to do world-class work and live a high-impact life. But just to reply, I heard him speak once, and I thought he was a superb presenter, and I thought his information was excellent.
I was looking at your Facebook page, and you had a hoodie on, and it said Spiritual Gangsta. Do you have any sort of, I don't know, do you have a spiritual bent to you? Do you believe in something? Do you not believe in something? And because, you know, all the big shakers and movers that I know, When I get behind who they really are, like, oh, I wish I could remember this guy's name. You had him in one of your big conferences. The guy in the, I hate to describe him like this, Sean is his name. He's in the wheelchair.
Oh, Sean Stevenson.
Sean Stevenson. So Sean was a guest on my show a little while ago.
Great.
And, you know, such a good guy. You can tease him. He gives it right back. He's so good.
He's hilarious.
Yeah. But, you know, he's got like a, there's a spiritual kind of bent to him as well. And I don't know. There just seems to be, those shakers and movers in the world that I know seem to have something spiritual going on in their life. I'm not saying you have to. I'm just wondering if you do.
Well, the first thing I really feel compelled to say is the world talks so much about mindset. Would you agree with that? Like, you just look at everything as your mindset, everything is your psychology. And I think one of the disruptive ideas in the 5 a.m. club is I'm actually introducing four elements of our inner world: mindset, heart set, health set, and soul set. We can talk about those, but soul set, I think, is what you're really asking me about. And I don't actually think it's possible to own your domain in business or be a great parent or live a gorgeous life or have an impact or, you know, enjoy a beautiful life if you haven't worked on your soul set. Now, does that mean God? I don't think we need to put a label on it. Some people call it God or nature or the divine or whatever. And yes, I believe in soul set. And yes, I believe there is some kind of a force that works with us as we do our part. And that's why when you say 5 a.m., I mean, we have to do our part. We have to wire in the 5 a.m. morning routine. We have to go to work and radiate positivity and produce quality. We have to be good people. We have to take care of our fitness. We have to eat well. Of course, otherwise we're not going to be healthy. So I think we do our part, and then this force, God, divine, nature, works with us to produce the results that is best for our growth and the fullest expression of our primal genius.
Who are some of the gurus that are going to be at this year's conference?
Oh, I'm excited to answer. Well, we have a real guru. We have Deepak Chopra, who I'm sure you're very familiar with at the Titan Summit this year.
Yeah, I think he's been on once or twice.
Yeah, Deepak Chopra, you mentioned astronaut Chris Hadfield.
Okay.
The great
cool.
Canadian astronaut.
Yeah.
He's wonderful. Then who else do we have? We have, have you read the book Quiet by Susan Cain?
No, but I wanted to get her on the show, and that's a great reminder. I need to ask her to come on the show because isn't that the book for like introverts in an extroverted world?
Yes. Yeah. So she's there. John Maxwell, the leadership expert.
Yeah.
Dr. Greg Wells, who has written a book, The Ripple Effect. I mean, we've got just, I believe, an amazing faculty for the Titan Summit this year.
How intimidating was it when you were on stage standing right beside Shaquille O'Neal? Like, that guy's a freak. I mean, seriously, he makes Andre the French Giant looks like one of the midgets that he was throwing. Oh, no, we can't say that word these days. What do we call them now? Little people? Little people, yeah. Anyway, he's just a huge dude. Holy cow.
He was a pleasure. I mean, I met him backstage. He was coming out of the elevator, and the first thing he says is, "Pleasure to meet you, sir." I mean, he's old school, good manners.
Yeah.
I interviewed him, and a quick story that he shared on the stage, but Shaquille O'Neal said his ritual before every game for the Lakers, before driving to the Forum, I believe, is he'd go to his old neighborhood and he would pull over his car. I mean, just imagine what his car would have been. And he would play, shoot baskets, and he'd mentor kids. And then with that positive spirit and groundedness, he'd drive and play as the center of the Lakers. And I asked him on the stage, I said, "Shaquille, you know, why would you do that?" And he said, "Because I used to be one of them." And I think that's a really important point. And that makes me think of Pau Gasol. You probably know he was also the center of the Lakers, and he showed up at one of my events in Toronto called Personal Mastery Academy a few years ago. And he said something to me I've never forgotten, and he said, "Robin, it takes so little to make someone happy." So some of these people, yes, they're intimidating. Richard Branson's been at the Titan Summit, the co-founder of Apple. Look, I grew up in Port Hawkesbury. I'm an ordinary person, and it's pretty heady to be on the stage with some of these people. And yet, a lot of them are very good people, very grounded, solid people.
Well, it's good to know that Don Cherry would say, as Grapes would say, good Canadian kid, dear Robin Sharma, living in the Toronto area, and it's got the big conference happening this coming weekend, next weekend, I guess. He's the author of this book, though. That's what we're talking about today, The 5 a.m. Club, Own Your Morning, Elevate Your Life, robinsharma.com. Robin, I really appreciate the time that you gave us today. Thank you, man.
Drew, thanks a lot for your time. And anyone who wants to read the 5 a.m. Club can get it at Indigo or Amazon and the usual places. Thanks again. I wish you a great holiday season.
Thank you, Robin. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Take care.